Yeah, I said I stand with Spike and Jada. This is wrong. Not just in terms of the Oscars, but really it's the industry. I mean, I just served a term recently on the Board of Governors a couple years ago at the Oscars and representing the documentary branch. And I know that amongst the Board of Governors and amongst the people that run the Academy, they are absolutely disgusted with this all-white nature that keeps happening every year. I think they're going to fix it. I think I and others who symbolically stand with Spike and Jada will help this along. But it's the industry, Chris. It's an industry that's an industry that's so white and so male.
And the Academy too. I mean, demographically is incredible. Yeah, like the actual voters,
because they work in this industry. I mean, I can go to L.A. for 2 or 3 days. Let's say if I got to take some meetings for my next movie or whatever, they put me in a West Hollywood hotel. I can go to a meeting in Century City, a meeting in Burbank, a meeting in Santa Monica. 3 days later, I've not encountered a single African American in any position of any decision making power or authority. It is stunning how segregated the town is, how the industry is. You know, it's the General Motors of that town.
Right.
Yet you couldn't go to General Motors in Detroit and for 3 days at GM not encounter a black American who has some power there. So it's a real problem that's got to get corrected within the industry itself. And as Spike said today, you know, there needs to be real affirmative action with this and with race, with gender.